This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. People get knee pain constantly going up the stairs. What does that even mean, though, if you get it out of nowhere? Well, when you're walking up the stairs, it could be the first sign of arthritis. A lot of knee pain, climbing the stairs can be an early onset of a osteoporotic condition or osteoarthritis. And it's very typical to start having slight joint pain. You can have certain nutritional deficiencies, specifically with vitamin D, that could be a major player in this. So it's always good to get some blood testing done. Go to your doctor, get them to check it out. And then from a nutritional perspective, you want to look at fruits and vegetables. Remember, everybody gets hung up on dairy products. I'm not anti-dairy. Raw dairy products, yogurt, kefir, raw milk. I love a lot of these type dairy products. I think they're extremely healthy. I'll tell you this, though. One cup or glass of kale has more calcium, like we get hung up on calcium, and it has more calcium than a glass of milk in kale. If you blended with water a big juiced glass of kale, it's phenomenal of what it has. Amazing. So look at fruits and vegetables in your routine on a regular basis and really see what that can do. And again, look at your vitamin D levels, because low vitamin D can lead to joint pain that you just don't see very often. It can really help build those levels back up. 1 in 10 cancer survivors still smoke years later. This is something that really gets me. Something that's just amazing, that you can go and you can get cancer and you still smoke. It's like you're that addicted to it, and you make it through the 5-year survival rate, and then you crank those cigarettes back up again. The American Cancer Society has done studies on this. It shows how tough it can be to quit tobacco. They said it's almost worse than cocaine in this. Dr. Norman Elderman, who's a senior medical advisor to the American Lung Association, said, I'm surprised by the findings. Not really. He said, who was involved in the study, looking at the different study participants, it's consistent to what most doctors see in clinical practice with cancer survivors. One of the problems is that we have convincing them that there's a point to quitting. It's clear, though, that since kicking the habit may lower the odds not only of a cancer occurrence, but such killers as emphysema and heart disease, the new finding, based on about 3,000 adults taking part in a long-term study for cancer, said we really haven't known what happens to smoking habits years after a person's cancer diagnosis. But Lee Westmoss, who's the director of tobacco control research at the Cancer Society, said his team found over 9% of cancer survivors were smoking almost a decade after their diagnosis. Elderman was not surprised that lung cancer survivors were among the most likely to still be smoking. And he said, according to Westmoss, the findings suggest that doctors could do a better job of asking cancer survivors about their smoking habits. So, again, it's about the doctors getting in. I mean, they always put it on the doctor to find out, to ask. But at the end of the day, there's only so much a doctor can do to really get in there and make a difference. So it's one of those deals where you really have to say, as a physician, okay, I can encourage this person, I can motivate this person, I have limited time with this person, but what can I do to really make an impact? And I think that's where the coaching systems come in. And if doctors now would link up with good coaching-based systems, that they would have a better lifestyle outcome for their patients. And that really is one of the big keys. And I think it's something that's missing in medicine, something that we strive to accomplish in our company, is to be able to coach you, encourage you, take you along by the hand, and make a big difference in your health and your life. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to OnCallRadio.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, the website can help you get there, and our team members can help you get there as well. Our lifestyle providers all around the country growing every single day to help you with your health and with your life. Let's go to the phones and talk with Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
I would like to ask what to do if you cannot sleep.
Darling, that's a question of the ages. I think a lot of people want to know what you can do, or how do you get around not sleeping. First, you got to figure out what the root cause is. And then there's several. I mean, getting a sleep study done with your physician is a great way to go, just because it gives you a lot of invaluable information. But from a nutritional standpoint, there's several items to be looked at. I mean, as far as this goes, when you're looking at sleep, you've got serotonin, which can be a major player. Serotonin, of course, being a brain chemical that you constantly have to look at and monitor and manage. But when it comes to that, you have to say, okay, what am I doing on a regular basis that's supporting my overall brain chemistry? Because serotonin levels are affected so much by proteins, fats, carbohydrates. They're affected by certain nutrient deficiencies that can develop in our body. And it's really about building a good solid foundation and figuring out if you have that or not. Now, it can also be GABA, which is another brain chemical or neurotransmitter. GABA levels are extremely important to have built up and supported. So you want to look at those on a regular basis and begin to build a good solid structural plan around it, and then you can figure out exactly what to do with it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, one of the big keys that you have to look at was sleep, and that's why sleep medications are so popular. I mean, it's one of the number one prescribed medications outside of antidepressants that people take just because they're struggling so hard. I mean, if you don't get sleep, you're just not feeling good, right? I mean, your health levels are not where they need to be, and you're just not in a place where you can thrive. And I would encourage you, really, that if you're not sleeping on a regular basis outside of the sleep study, then you look at things like melatonin. They're great. It's a great nutritional supplement. Eating calcium before bed, such as something like an organic cottage cheese. You maybe could blend a green drink before you go to bed. Can help you get into a restful sleep because of the minerals. Magnesium is another big one. There's a lot of could-be's. That's why I like getting lab tests done to find out what your deficiencies really are. Then you can build a solid game plan around it, and you don't have to be stuck. So first and foremost, that's what you want to focus on, is building those levels and getting them where you need to be. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Low vitamin D levels are a big topic, and a lot of people think that, well, that's not that big of a deal, but we're finding more and more how vitamin D plays such a critical role and a link in so much in our health, figuring out exactly what it can do, how it can build, and if you're deficient, what it can do. They call it sunshine vitamin. It's really big for Alzheimer's disease. They found now with dementia and Alzheimer's, not getting enough vitamin D can be critical and crucial to give you everything that you need. So whether dietary changes or getting more sun exposure would help isn't really known, but they're saying increasing vitamin D levels will definitely decrease the risk of Alzheimer's. It's a guarantee, they say, through the studies they have found, and these are studies that have been done for many, many years. A lot of the follow-ups, they said it was extremely decreased. So try to eat a brain-healthy diet, they say. Same as a heart-healthy diet, includes foods low in saturated fat, high in essential fatty acids to make the difference.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant. or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InChooseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Go to the website, go to teamlifestyle.com. Daily aspirin, they're saying now, which, you know, we've always heard about taking aspirin a day to help with stroke and heart disease. Well, now they're saying taking aspirin every day appears to reduce the odds of developing dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer. Based on a review of new studies, researchers determined that the benefits of aspirin therapy on preventing cancer outweighs the risk. So millions of people already take this inexpensive drug to prevent or treat heart disease, but we came to the conclusion that most people between ages of 50 and 65 would benefit from a daily aspirin. Jack Kusiak, who's the head of the Center for Cancer Prevention at Queen Mary University in London, said it looks like if everyone took a daily aspirin, there would be less cancer, and that would far outweigh any of the side effects. Gastrointestinal bleeding is the most serious side effect associated with aspirin. Taking aspirin for 10 years could cut colon cancer risk by about 35% and deaths from colon cancer by 40%, the researchers reported. Daily aspirin also could reduce the risk of esophageal and stomach cancers by 30%, and the deaths from these cancers about 35 to 50%. Pretty amazing when you look at it. People 60 years old, who or young as I like to say, who take daily aspirin for 10 years have an increased risk of stomach bleeding only by 3%, they say. So again, if risk of serious bleeding, however, increases dramatically after age 70, so it is age dependent, and the evidence suggests that low-dose aspirin, about 75 milligrams, is the effective standard dose over 300 milligrams. Taking an aspirin daily, they say, for the most part, should not be seen as a reason not to be screened for cancer. You should still have that done, but they're saying studies have shown that it can be helpful. Now, I've got mixed emotions on that, only because of what an aspirin does physiologically in the body. Can they be helpful? Yes. Should it be done daily? Only if your doctor's telling you to. There's a lot of other supplements from a natural perspective that can support the body in similar ways and have other great benefits as well. Regardless of what you're doing on the pill side, if you're taking pills for whatever, you want to make sure that you're eating the right kind of foods every single day. That matters, and that is your foundation more than just about anything. Makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary.
My question concerns the alkaline and acidic levels in your body, and true or false that cancer cells cannot survive in an alkaline, or rather in alkaline environment, but thrive in an acidic environment.
All right, true or false on all of that? Now, I'll tell you this. One of the big keys in the theory that you're talking about, acid versus alkaline, and can cancer cells thrive in an acidic environment? Technically, no. However, our body is an alkaline. I mean, can they survive in an acidic environment? Yes. Can they survive in an alkaline environment? No. They love the acidic environment. But the challenge is that we have the alkaline diets and acidic diets, and we have all these different theories on acid versus alkaline. And at a very small level, they can be helpful. But one key that you have to look at and understand is that our body has a pretty amazing buffering mechanism, and this buffering mechanism in the body is pretty sound. And what I mean by that is it's pretty amazing on how it works together. Because if you, with calcium and magnesium and all the different minerals that we get out of our foods, our body has this buffering mechanism that causes it to work really well. And if you get the body working at a specific level, it's going to counterbalance itself. So we think a lot of times we have to eat certain foods, do certain things, drink green drinks and all that to keep our body alkaline. And it can help for a small amount. But if you did nothing, the body's going to bring itself back to balance anyway because of the acid alkaline balance buffering system that the body already has in place. It's something God already put there. So it knows that we can't stay more acidic. But you can do little things every single day to lean you more toward the alkaline side so the body doesn't have to work as hard to do that, if that makes sense. Because that's a really important piece of this. Very important piece. A lot of people tend to overlook on that. They get all hung up and think they're controlling everything. And the acid-alkaline balance, and it's just not the case. The body is counterbalancing itself as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Coaching, they say now, which is kind of our thing, it, coaching people really does help in the overall grand scheme of health and building the right kind of health blocks within the body. It's been known that a coaching system can help, especially when looking at people with diabetes and also in depression with lowering blood sugar levels. Many people with diabetes suffer depression. They go hand in hand, which can interfere with their ability to manage the diabetes through monitoring blood sugar levels, being active and eating healthy and taking medications. So a study included diabetes patients in a rural low-income area in North Carolina. About 16% of people in the area have diabetes compared with 10% of people nationally. 30% of the diabetes patients have depression, and 65% are poor. Researchers referred about 182 patients newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and depression to a diabetes educator and also to a mental health coach that made a big difference. After 3 months, the patient's anxiety and depression scores fell by an average of 49%. That is great. And their A1C levels, which is that test that determines the average blood sugar level over about 3 months, dropped from an average of 8.8 down to 7.7. Again, that's really good. So the American Association of Diabetes Educators in Orlando, Florida, presented this in research at meetings and considered it preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed medical journal. So the program was to be piloted for a 2-year period, but it has gone on a little bit longer. So while coping is an essential part of diabetes education, having the constant encouragement has made a big difference as well. And it really does make that big of a difference. Pretty exciting to see that being the case. 888-283-7272. Coming up, I'm going to jump in with some more fitness tips. And if you want to lose the belly fat, you don't want to go anywhere. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Stephen in California writes about his thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well, you've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor's telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that. Check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. and you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be, then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test. They can check your iodine levels, or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put, or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down. It just is what it is. Grandma had it. Mom had it. So now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter, because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you could be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. Then that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly, and she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done, and the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what test do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight. It can be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's parasites. They can easily check that. And it's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could-bes. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues, but that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look, okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, can lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now and have fun with them. So I get it. But after studying the gaming habits of more than 3,000 elementary and middle schoolers over the 2 years, you just got to back down on it a little bit. A team of international researchers found that only 9% of young children can be considered pathological gamers. That's a funny term. The kids who were labeled excessive gamers spend an average of 31 hours a week playing video games. Children who are socially awkward and are highly impulsive appear to be at the higher risk of developing an addiction to video games. These kids are also more likely to play violent games, the study claimed. So something to be concerned about for all of us that have kids, especially if you're playing games on a regular basis. Big, big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And don't forget our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based talk care that we talk about. You can go online to getwellproviders.com and check it out. If you need some help with those folks, great network that's growing all around the country. Really exciting stuff to see, that's for sure. Frank, you're with us next. How can I help? Oh, we lost Frank. That's okay. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risk, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies are really important. But at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that. That you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is a periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. It causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, for the age relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, I mean, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not. It's simple. Lose the weight. Get, you know, find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition. Make sure you're not nutrient deficient. And then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. Then we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her. And she's just sort of at the end of her moons as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her. And I thought maybe you might have some.
Well, I mean, Bell's palsy is a big challenge. It is. But at the end of the day, Bell's palsy, here's the deal. It's a virus that's attacked the nerve, okay, the cranial nerve. And so with the facial nerve being attacked in Bell's palsy, you've just got to be, many times you have to ride it out and wait for the virus. It's the herpes virus that does it. And you have to wait for it to settle down. And it takes, that's why most doctors will tell you just kind of ride it out and wait. And so, yeah, it can be very painful, and it can be, it creates a disfiguring, you know, the spasm in the face, can call the drooping as well. Now, you can do antivirals that they can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to TeamLifestyle.com. Now, Ebola has kind of fizzled out. We hear about it from time to time, but they're saying now the new animal research suggests that Ebola may become more deadly as it spreads. Investigators track the Ebola strain, which is, of course, circulates in the West African outbreak that was so popular. And analyzing the virus in different stages, British scientists identified several genetic changes that made Ebola more deadly as it spread. So the work tells us the evolutionary goal of the Ebola virus is to become more lethal. Study co-author Julian Hiscox at the University of Liverpool of Infection Disease said in a release, "We were able to show through a genetic analysis which parts of the virus are involved in the process. The information, they say, we have gathered will now allow us to monitor for such changes in the outbreak, as well as develop future treatment strategies." The study was published in the Journal of Genome Biology. The Ebola virus is such a devastating infection to the people affected by the disease and the economy of West Africa. Study co-author Roger Hewson of Public Health England said in a news release, "Yet current understanding of Ebola virus biology is way behind that of others. And in the West African outbreak, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone have been the three nations hardest hit by Ebola. They've also been about 21,000 infections and more than 84,000 deaths reported since the outbreak began, as we've heard in the past." So it's pretty amazing to see how everything can begin to transition. But again, nothing to be scared of here, but yet you always want to do everything you can to keep your immune system strong and stay aware in the news, and we'll keep you updated here on the show. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you haven't found the app yet, go to the App Store. Really great. So it's a way to listen to the show all the way until we go live the next day. So if you miss something, it constantly replays the show until we go live. The app is called On Call Radio. Pick it up at the App Store, the iPad. All of that is great, and you can just check it out, and it's a great tool to be able to help you, encourage others, tell others, and they can get on board and get their health helped every single day. Let's go to the phones and talk with Doug. Hi, Doug.
My wife is in diagnosis for lupus.
Okay.
And I'd like to know how to treat that in a way. Whatever I can do to help her.
Okay. Well, lupus is, again, it's an autoimmune condition, and there's different variations of it, different levels of it. People have struggled with it in different ways. So I would look at it from a couple of points of view. I mean, lupus, being an autoimmune condition, it means the body's attacking itself. And once that switch is flipped on in the body, you really can't shut it down. You have to put, well, I guess the best way to put it is you can put a dimmer switch on it. And so with a dimmer switch, one of the big keys that you want to focus on is, again, you've got to find out if it's the T1 helper cells or the T2 helper cells. One of those systems is the primary driver for this, and that's what we have to figure out, is which one is being affected and which one is not. So that's really the point of contact in the whole thing. So you want to look at that and build from there. But again, testing can be done. Your physician can do that, blood testing, all of that. You got to figure out which one's dormant and which one's not. You can do a little test. It's kind of an at-home test, but it's with echinacea tea and green tea. And you drink nothing but water or green tea for about 3 days. And then if it aggravates the condition, then you know that that's really the T2 helper cell side. And then if you use echinacea tea, likewise, it would be the T1 side. And, of course, if you drink one and it does nothing, you feel better, then that's helping the side that's on the dormant phase of it. So, again, a couple little tricks to help along the way. Then you can let your doctor know what you found, and they can follow up with some testing inside the office. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Now, if you haven't found a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website. They can help you. Give us a call at the number, 888-283-7272, and they can help you find someone in your area to take you by the hand and really help you along the way. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Pearl. Hi, Pearl.
Calling in regard to depression. I know someone who fits that category, in the category, but every time we try to get them help for them, they refuse. They don't want to go. I want to know some other ways. Is there any other alternative where you could just up and take possession? They happen to be an adult person, too, and they fit all the descriptions.
Yes. Well, if they fit all the descriptions and all the different aspects of depression, again, even though it may sound like it's classic to you, it's good to have them go in to see their physician and make sure they kind of run through the checklist and see if that's really what they're experiencing. Because I'll tell you, it's a real challenge, very big challenge when you're dealing with something like this. And it's not easy because you can deal with brain chemistry. There could be nutritional deficiencies at play. There's so many variants and variables that could be a part of this that needs to be addressed. I mean, nutritionally, that's one of the big keys. I mean, if you have low vitamin D levels, you can be dealing with depression. You can have low B6 and B5 in the body and start dealing with that. You could have GABA levels, which is one of the neurotransmitters that's off. So many different variables that could be leading to the depression. But they need help. That's the key. They've got to have someone that can guide them and take them by the hand when it comes to this to be able to get them along the way, to encourage them and help them. So that's what I would encourage you to do first. Get some blood testing done. See if there's deficiencies involved. Functionally, see what the body needs. There might be certain foods that could target and help build these areas up. Again, whole cascade of things that can be done. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.